You can imagine if you keep changing staff, all these projects all go back to zero, and we don't want that to happen. I'm concerned just to ensure that the staff there stays there.
Across the county, there is close on 200 applications in for estates to be taken in charge. I mean, 30 of them in the Stranorlar-Lifford area alone. And that's a figure that might surprise some people.
Yeah, there's quite a few small estates, and there's also quite a few estates there that would have been there for some years that the contractors would still be involved in, and that just happened to be that they hadn't been progressed to be taken in charge, you know, by either the contractor or all the residents. Obviously, the big issue for us is estates where there's sewage and water problems and that to be taken in charge. And now, with the introduction of Irish Water, things now are not as straightforward as they would have been. Irish Water have laid down a very sort of a high level of what they want finished within an estate before they're willing to take it in charge. It's very, very important that they stick at the pace that they're at. They keep the same staff there and they keep working, because they also as well, in a lot of these estates, the banks have taken over or receiver companies, and they can be quite difficult to deal with. You know what I mean? They're not just going to pay out when the council looks for bond money or whatever. They go through the whole thing as well too. So everything has to be 100% correct, and that's why we need continuity. They have the same staff there working to high standards that they are working. It is slow, it's extremely slow, but there's been quite a bit of success in the last number of years.